And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Man, I love that rap song. I just cannot get that out of my head. I have to reiterate again, we were over there at Sobey's Meats about 3-4 weeks ago, and we did a remote over there, and when a rap song came on, there were 8 or 9 people standing at that meat counter with their head bouncing to our beat. It just made me feel legit, man. That's what the Grillin' Guys is all about. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And that was a fun time, Sobey's.
Yeah, it sure was. And man, can that guy cut meat. Holy cow. There, I took some great stuff out of there that day. Really good stuff that goes just so well on the grill. And then we were back the next week picking up the grill, and he had a seafood event. Picked up some seafood, did some of that salmon, some of those scallops. Man, those things were almost the size of a baseball. He had some huge scallops there.
They are beautiful. A matter of fact, I grilled some up later on that day after the event, or after you left. I put some on the tack. Had a little bit of EVO from Old World Olive Press on there. And just a little bit of, I don't know, one of my seasonings. Oh, they were so phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Scallops on the grill.
They are.
A little glass of wine. So, speaking of wine, we have a special guest or two in the studio. And welcome back to the show, Doug Welsh and Salita, his beautiful wife. He brought his wife up this time, so we wouldn't get him into trouble, probably.
That's true. So, no, thank you very much.
From Fen Valley.
Yes, we're about an hour away, and this is a nice opportunity to visit with you people and learn a little bit about grilling.
When you were here last time, I personally was just blown away with how good your wine is, because I had been registered on your newsletter for quite a while, but it was Fenville. It was almost a mystery town. I don't know that I had ever been to Fenville before, and it's kind of like you don't know who they are, and you know. And then you brought up all these different wines, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What a vintner.
Yeah, last year, I remember the one that you were blown away with was a rosé, a dry rosé.
Yeah.
That's great for summertime picnics.
Right.
I didn't bring you any of that today because that's not bottled, but I did bring you a Sauvignon Blanc.
Is that what this is?
That's the white wine there in your glass. And this is the first one that we've ever made, and I love this wine. It's like grapefruit. It's so fruity. It's a wonderful summer wine. And goes well with grilled foods, especially if you grill vegetables. It's wonderful that way.
It is. It's fantastic. Very light. It is not too fruit forward. It's just a very clean tasting wine. Very good. I really enjoy
aromatic.
It.
Yep.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of the Sauvignon Blancs coming out of Marlborough in New Zealand. It's got that same style.
Oh, that's
yeah. So
smooth.
I'm just tickled pink. I mean, this is the first one that I've ever produced commercially, and it's wonderful.
Is it? Well, congratulations, because that's a home run. That's a $20 or $30 bottle of wine anywhere right there.
Yeah, it is. Fantastic. What's that going to retail for?
About $13, $14.
Always a deal with Michigan wines. You can't beat them. I'm just telling you that.
Why put it on a semi and drive it around the world when you can just, you know, take an hour ride and go down and see these guys.
Just one more example of a great Michigan business that's producing a top-quality product, and you don't have to go a long ways to get it. Where is Fenville? We're in Grand Rapids. You said about an hour away. Which direction, if somebody doesn't know?
Southwest. We're about 15 miles south of Holland, Michigan, right near Saugatuck Douglas. So
okay.
That's an hour to downtown.
East easy little drive, though, especially once the weather breaks and we get out of this snow junk that we're in. It's a great time. So speaking of that, we were talking a little bit about what does a vintner do in the winter? Do you get to, like, go to south of France and enjoy life, or what have you been doing?
Yeah, everybody always asks me, what do I do in my off time? There is no off time. Middle of winter, when everybody thinks that nothing is going on, we're out pruning the grapes, so we are actually getting the vines ready for next summer, which means we're cutting off the excess brush, we're tying the vines to the wires, we're getting them ready to go so that when springtime finally does get here, the vine is positioned and ready to start to grow. In the cellar, we're equally as busy. We have made the wines that we brought in last fall all winter long, getting them cleared up, blended, all set to go. And this time of the year, we're bottling 2 to 3 days a week bottling, and that's getting ready for summer. So pretty much everything has to go into the bottle now so that the tanks are empty for next year's crop when it starts in the fall.
So did you make any ice wine this year?
Actually, I've got 3,000 gallons fermenting as we speak. It's been such
wonderful.
A warm winter, we couldn't get the grapes frozen hard enough until recently. So this is the first winter in my lifetime when it's hard to make an ice wine.
Right. Yeah, that's why I asked, because we'd had such a mild winter, and I knew you wanted them. You leave those on the vine quite a little while and under frozen temperature, don't you?
You have to pick them while they are frozen at temperatures below 17 degrees. And if you think about it, we haven't had a lot of temperatures below 17 degrees.
So that's a January process, typically?
It's typically a January process.
Because you're right on the lakeshore, so it takes a little longer for that wind to cool down enough around you with all that hot water coming off Lake Michigan.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's why we are fermenting it right now.
I don't know that I've ever had. I guess I've had it. It's been a long time. That's a sweeter wine.
It's very sweet and extremely flavorful. It's made from frozen grapes. So
probably pretty good in the summertime.
It's excellent in the summertime. Yep. Great with barbecue.
Right. A lot of ladies really like the ice wines because it is a sweeter profile, and you just take sips of it. It isn't where you're going to sit down and have two or three glasses of that generally. Probably most people wouldn't anyway, is what I'm saying, because it's a very intense flavor. Very, very, very good wine, but just to me, it's a sipper.
It's a sipper.
So
it's...
how much of your grape is actually grown by you?
Actually,
it's kind of hard to get it all that way, I think.
It is hard. And in my case, the wines that are under the Fen Valley label, about 70% of them are grown by us.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty high number from what I've heard.
Well, that's okay, but I make a lot of wine for other wineries. They ship me their grapes, and I make the wine from their grapes. But for our label, it's about 70% from our own vineyard.
Mm. Okay. That was just a phenomenal Sauvignon. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Aromatic. It's kind of fruity, but is that grapefruit in there? Is that what you said?
It tastes like grapefruit.
A little bit. Yeah, it's kind of got a nice tang to it. The clarity, gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, leaves you wanting.
Yep.
Just another glass.
Another glass.
But I'm not going to do that because I have to talk on the radio, but my goodness, is that good.
Yeah. Doug, do you have a tasting room that folks could stop by and try some of these wonderful wines?
Yes, actually we have two tasting rooms. There's the one at the winery itself, and then if you don't want to go all that way in Saugatuck, Michigan downtown, we have a branch tasting room there.
I think that was new last year when you were on, wasn't it? That Saugatuck room was a little bit newer then?
Yes, it was. It's actually 3 or 4 years old, but it is newer than the one at the winery.
And how long has that winery been around?
My dad and I started it in 1973.
Man, you were ahead of the curve, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I am actually the grandpa. As far as the people that are in the business and have been in the business continually, I'm the oldest one in terms of experience and years.
Wow.
Well, there we are, Bob. Just another great Michigan business that has made it through good times and not so good recently as far as the economy goes, and is going strong. He's producing just fantastic Michigan-made product here. And how many varietals do you have down there?
We grow 16 different grape varieties, and out of that we produce, I'm going to guess, between 35 and 40 different wines.
Wow, fantastic. So you're blending as well. Just an incredible success story, the Fen Valley Winery down there. And if you haven't heard of it before, you've got to go check it out. Or now, where can I find your wines? Are the retailers, are there a wide variety of retailers that carry your wines?
Not
a,
well, there are some that carry them, but the big issue is that there's not a lot of our wines that are sold outside of the winery. So of the 35 or 40 varieties, probably a half a dozen are sold outside of the winery.
Okay, I'm looking at this. It's Fen Valley Vineyards, Lake Michigan Shore. This is a Sauvignon Blanc 2011, and I would serve this to anybody.
Thank you. Any
of my wine snob friends especially, if you say that Michigan doesn't have world-class wine, here's living proof right here. You could serve that to anybody.
Thank you.
That's a wine to be proud of right there. Very tasty. So you got to get to Fenville. I'm telling you.
Doug, thanks so much for making time for us today on The Grilling Guys. Wine is a huge part of our backyard lifestyle. We enjoy serving a great glass of wine with any of our grilled foods.
I think we need to talk him into sticking around because I want to keep talking to this guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure he's got some things going on this summer that we want to talk about. But coming up next, we got the Flatland Barbecue, our friend Gene Cox. We're going to be reaching out to him. We're going to talk about a Rockford Community Expo where the Grilling Guys are going to be involved as well. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.